Welcome to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners, a podcast where we share resources, thoughts, and opinions on all things creative leadership. Thanks for joining this week's check-in, which kicks off with a quick huddle, then moves into the review, then the highlights, and ends with the high five.
So we're walking through this old, dusty, closed down, essentially, prison in the dark. It's decorated to seem like I'm walking through some horrifying shop. Different rooms are, decorated right. Differently. Every room, of course, I'm first because I have three 14-year-olds, a 16-year-old, and my wife with me. I'm first. My daughter's pulling on me, like scared not to walk closely. And I'm just like walking around the corner knowing someone will probably jump out at me. But they don't jump out at the first guy, especially when you're like creeping around the corner and you're like, oh, right. Hi. And there's like somebody with like, you know, some kind of like funny contact lenses and like a white face. So I just, my trick was, hey, don't try to scare me. There's four teenagers behind me. And then I would just like step out of the way. At one point, Sylvie fell on the ground from like a killer clown. It was fun. It was a good time. Happy Halloween.
I love it.
All right. Well, I guess we should get started. So let's get into the huddle. What's news that you haven't shared this week?
I got to share that behind the scenes, there was some tweaks to make for the website. I couldn't find it. And my friend, our friend, Luke Dorney, called him and said, can you look at this? I can't find it. And that guy is like Dog the Bounty Hunter for bad code. Like he just, he nailed it.
That's awesome. Thank you, Luke.
Yes. How about you?
Not news as much as, so you know, I'm doing a keynote. You're helping me to design a presentation for Monday at the Digital PM Summit. But I also have to give a presentation toward the end of the week at ICS. I'm part of like planning the team days meetup. So like our offsite, which is happening online. We're making everyone do expert presentations, like present a thing like you're an expert. And so I have to do that. I have to pull that together this week. And I'm going to do it about the Smiths, the band.
Really? Okay.
I am. And it's going to be lots of pictures of all the like random weird stuff that I have and stories that I have about them.
So is it going to be like how to be emu?
No. Did you say emo instead of?
I did. No, I said emu.
Emu.
You're right.
Of emo? How to be emu.
Hey, Pop Pop.
All right, Pop Pop.
How to be a bird who sells life insurance.
emu. Oh my goodness. So yeah, that's it. That's what I'm doing. I have to work on that next. But
all right. Well, that'll be fun. Nice. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into the review. There's much to talk about, and I'm really curious to hear. I know what you're going to talk about. Here's some of the backstories you're going to share. So what are we reviewing this week?
Yeah. So we have been basically writing a little bit in preparation of the launch of Team Angle, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you last week gave kind of your take on a little bit of like the origin story of the concept. And for me, I just started to think about like, what are all of the reasons why we would do this project? Like what's behind it? Like what's behind the communication, collaboration culture? And I think for us, it always comes back to, there's some lesson we learned. There's some shit that we went through that made us realize like this thing is important. And like starting to think about like what would be the draw today for like teams to do this kind of project with us, this team angle diagnostic, or even just like using the cards, the team angle deck. And to me, it's, you know, particularly in our industry, in tech or creative within large companies, teams are being downsized, right? Like people are having to do more with less. People are being cut from teams. I had a conversation with a friend in a corporate role last week about their team. And this person seems to always be going through some kind of reorg. And it happened again. And she said, this time it really sucked. We lost some like really good people. She's like, you know how sometimes like it happens and you're like, eh, it's all right. We didn't need those people anyway. Like,
Right.
it's sad, but true. You know, she's like, this time it, like there were a lot of people and it hurt, you know? So I was kind of like, well, what happens after that? And it's like, well, we just scramble. Nobody stops to reset. Nobody like stops to figure out like what can we do differently. We just keep going, right? And like so change is thrust upon us and we have to like just figure it out. And I think what I've been thinking is, well, yeah, you can like jump into process and just figure that out. Like that's we can all do that in some way, right? But if you don't take a minute to stop and think about what are the underlying issues with the team, you really can't just fix process, right? And so the story that I have behind that, that you were hinting at earlier, is back in, I don't know, the 2010s, let's say. I don't remember what year exactly it was, but we were both at Happy Cog at the time. Things were going quite well. We were actually too busy. We had more work coming in that we could even handle. So it was constantly a conversation with me and the PM team about like, okay, well, what work can we shift around? When can we start the next project? And that was fine for project management. People within the business didn't necessarily get that that work had to be done. And that we had to continue to bring work in and we had to figure out the right pacing for it. And sometimes people didn't like that pacing, right? So it would mean that some folks would be vocal about not taking work on. And then at the same time, I think those same people were essentially doing a lot of work and actually blowing budgets way out of the water. Like our discovery budgets at the time would go like, one or two times over on some projects. And it would always be like, it's an investment in the process. And I think at that point, it made leadership in the company like step back and say, well, we have all of these like problems in terms of like, we can't do this. We can do this. We don't need this much time. We need that much time. And I think stepping back, looking at the talent in the company at the time, it was like, well, do we need this kind of like practice as a whole?
Right.
And basically just made a decision. We don't cut it out. And essentially it was everyone is UX after that. Now,
That's right.
I'm not saying that I agreed with that decision to begin with. The problems that I encountered in the role that I was in at that time were all about picking up the pieces and figuring everything out because you just removed an entire person from every project team that I was on. A very like highly regarded role in terms of account management, strategy, design. And at that point, it was not just a killer in terms of like who's going to do this work now. It was a killer in terms of like, why did that just happen? And what are we supposed to do? That's not my job. Why am I going to do it now? I don't really know how to do that, or I don't feel confident enough to do that job. Like, there were so many problems that came out of that. And I have to think that those problems persisted through time over the years
Oh,
because
sure. Be
our team adapted to those things, but that didn't. Adapting to things didn't mean that we were highly functioning and good because of it. There were still issues underlying that we never took a look at. We figured out process and we got really good with process. I think we got like really nimble and adaptable and flexible with process, and with roles, but there was always like a gap that we never really discussed. It was kind of just like a decision that was made and we were forced to move on. That's how I
Yeah.
saw it. That was my side of things.
Well, it was because as I recall, I'm trying to remember because this is like what, 11 years ago, 10 years ago, 11.
Longer than that.
That you're right. The like in this case, the UX practice had it seemed like it was getting out of hand. It seemed like more and more time was required. And it's interesting that you remember the investment argument. But looking across projects, you know, from the business point of view, it didn't seem like that investment was necessarily paying off, right? It wasn't, we weren't driving outcomes that were any different to me than projects we've been doing a couple years, you know, before.
Yeah.
And so I do remember this of like, it wasn't so much like there was like a, some part of like, let's get rid of this entire department. It was more of some things kind of coming together of people leaving by choice and in some cases not. And it was like, hey, instead of rebuilding this, what if we just get away from this, having to have dedicated people to this practice, because the people that were left behind had been doing this work before, right? Yeah. Before we got into silos of like, you're a, this type of designer and you're this type of designer. We all used to do that work. And so the thought was, well, as you put it, like everybody now is a UX designer.
Well, that was the saying.
Yeah, it was.
Everyone is UX. And
there was so much, you're right. It was like something that in a meeting sounded like it would be relatively easy to do. And that's like classic business perspective, right?
Yeah.
Because we had done that before. Like we weren't asking people to learn something new. It was more like, just go back to what you did before and we should be fine. And it would, the execution of it, like many things at that time of the company's history, were very questionable. But you're right in that it really threw things in disarray, because I do recall you in particular, you know, basically having your kind of on the chair moment of like, hey, listen to me, this isn't working.
Yeah.
Right. Like stop countering me with anecdotes of things you've observed from your office. I can tell you on the ground, this isn't working and it's making people very uncomfortable. It's making them very unhappy.
Yeah. I think that happened, but I also think that like we came up with solutions. Do you know what I mean?
We found
ways to like really harness the superpowers of that team to do some amazing stuff after
But it
that.
Took a lot, but it took a lot it of did. Time and frustration, and we almost lost people, more people. Like we weren't working to the best of our ability. We weren't being the smartest.
No, not
people.
At all. And not at all.
I think some of that was
one thing that contributed to a lot of issues that we had, honestly.
Yeah.
And I think it's really cool that we were in some ways able to turn it around. I think we would really have been able to turn it around if we had a better understanding of how the team felt. Like if we had more team sentiment about how things were going and how things were working after that.
Yeah, especially
point.
Those unknown areas, right?
Right? Of the, like imagine if we were able to do a team angle like 3 months after that happened, or even
like in
after
the,
that. Yeah.
Yeah. What if you could do it like kind of in the moment and then do it 3 months later, right? Mm-hmm. Or even like, geez, even at the pace we were working, even 6 weeks later
yep.
would have shown some insight, right?
Because I think the value that I see in the team angle is that I keep explaining it as it gives you a heat map of where there are some problem spots within your team. And we're not going to solve those problems for you with that diagnostic, but we're going to give you some indicators of problems that might be happening and some mm-hmm. solutions that might help you to get out of that situation just based on team sentiment.
We're showing you the cracks that are going to turn into fissures later on, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think in this, it'd be so interesting to go back to that group and like do the team angle, because as you know, it's not just you get overall assessment of things, insights, but this goes into some details of like roles and departments. Mm-hmm. And so while one group may be feeling, hey, we're fine, like in this case, they could Happy Cog, I think the development team, engineering team probably would not have seen the impact that the design, the project managers, the content people, those are the people that were being like the most impacted, heavily impacted.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So if you looked at the company overall and just went top line sentiment, it'd probably be a little bit of a wash.
Yep.
Right. But yep. not this, the tool we've created yet. So
yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, as more and more teams go through it, you and I just looked at another team that just completed the, you know, and the insights that come from this are so interesting and insane.
It's pretty cool. I mean, even just to see leadership versus the team or senior staff versus junior staff, like there's a lot, or just like remote and hybrid and who identifies. It's all very interesting. I'm proud of us. Nice job.
Yep.
Cool. Well, let's get into the ask. Oh, and by the way, check out Navigating Challenges for Creative Teams on Same Page. We'll drop the link in the show notes. Let's get into the ask. Yeah.
So the ask this week is, all however many listeners there are here, go to our updated website, and on the homepage, you'll see a link to our brand new playbook called Your Teamwork Reimagined. Go to sameteampartners.com right now. Get insights into our new team angle, what Brett and I just talked about, the team angle system, along with the insights that are in there around communication, collaboration, and culture, and your free practice team angle tool. It's like a Costco sample of the team angle product that we've created. And you can use that to start transforming your team today. So again, sameteampartners.com. Find that link on the homepage and subscribe, download the playbook, and then reach back out to us and let us know how it goes.
Yes, sir. All right.
So let's get into the hit list.
Let's do it.
What do you have this week to share?
I mean, I know that I shared this last week, but I'm sharing it again just because, whatever, speaking on Monday at the Digital PM Summit, I'm going to be talking about the team angle. It's the keynote. I'm the opening keynote.
Yeah.
I'm stressing out over it. Haven't been on a stage in 5 years. I'm also super excited. I get to attend this conference for the first time as a speaker / attendee. So it's going to be good. Austin, Texas, here I come.
10 years to the date.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. My first one is I'm listening to a new track that came up in my, you know, suggestions, and it's a track called Your Girl from the band Blue States.
Okay.
It's trip hop from back in 95. Like, this was like, where has this been? I've never heard it. I love the song. Love the entire album, but a new find for me.
Cool. So I also have a listening in my list. Up next, I have Bake Sale by Sebado. This is an old album from the 90s. I don't know if you know it or remember it, but there's a song on there called Skull that I love. This is like one of my favorite records of all time. It's like a 1990s indie rock record. Yeah, definitely check it out.
I will. All right. My next one is reading, and that is the State of Business Communication report out by Grammarly. Brett, you shared this with me earlier this week, and I've been just, you know, as I've been working on the new website, kind of going in there, but there's some really interesting insights about communication in particular, you know, challenges and problems, but also, and what I find really interesting is how, through Grammarly's, you know, perspective, how AI is less about generating more and more about generating what's needed. You know, so again, kind of going back to that getting smarter, but I'm not through the entire thing, but there's a lot to consider here in this report.
Cool. My last one is work-related stress tops employers' health and well-being concerns. So I'm reading this on HR Magazine. So I've been turned on to some like HR publications recently, and there's interesting topics in those. So this kind of like breaks down. Obviously, it's interesting, I think, now more than ever that employers are actually concerned about health and well-being, because it doesn't feel like they had been in the past. So I just thought this is interesting, and it does break down some like generational findings and things like that. So check it out.
Interesting. Okay.
Cool. So it's time to high five.
Yeah,
what do you got this week? Yeah.
This week, you know, as you know, this morning we shipped like everything. There was just a lot of boxes I was able to check off Trello this week, like a ton.
Sir, so
you
many.
Too. But I'm excited about the work ahead, including ordering a case or cases of Team Mingle conversation cards to be prepared for the store next month. So I'm ready for the next round of work. I'm super excited about that.
Yeah, high five. You have put in so much work, and the way that the design has evolved, just the branding and the graphics and the website, all of it is like really good. You should be really proud. High five for that.
Thanks. High five. How about you?
So, I mean, yeah, that's basically what I'm high fiving is launching Team Angle Tuesday. Like everything's up there now, but nobody knows about it. We're going to start to try
Except
to
for the
promote
listeners.
It more. I know. Listeners, all 12 of you. Just kidding. There's more, maybe 13. Can you guys share Team Angle for us? Can you reach out and let us know what you think? We would really love to hear that.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
High
High five
to everyone. Have a great fall weekend.
You
The
too.
Leaves are changing here in Philly. It's nice.
Travel safe.
All right. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Weekly High Five. Like what you're hearing, visit sameteampartners.com to schedule a free consultation with Brett and Greg. Also, follow or subscribe to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners. Share this episode with your network and send them a review. Thank you.